Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy, I'm Glenn. This is Glenda.
Hi.
And you're listening to 555 Filk.
What did we watch?
We watched Plan 9 from Outer Space, 1957, Ed Wood Jr.'s masterpiece?
This isn't Plans 1 through 8 from Outer Space. This is Plan 9. This is the one that worked. The worst movie ever made.
It at least brags about being voted the worst movie ever made on 6 out of 7 continents. That is what made me buy it as an adult. Like, I watched it as a kid and I loved it. It was on TV, like, late night. They would play these old movies, moldy movies on TV, and it was my favorite thing.
Moldy movies?
Yeah. Like, they're old, but they're not good.
You know? So they're moldy?
Yeah.
They're like, old and they've gone bad?
You've got golden oldies or moldy oldies, like, on the radio. I assume that's how it goes for movies. I don't know.
Fun.
But like, so like there's like film, mm-hmm. motion picture, movies, flicks. This is definitely in flick. If you ask me. So what'd you think of possibly the worst movie ever made?
I can't believe it's the worst movie ever made.
It's literally not even the worst movie we've seen like this year.
Yeah. I liked it. Like, it felt low budget and a little bit amateurish, but like, it wasn't bad.
I mean, it's not great.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it every time. It's very watchable if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's for sure like something you can turn on and sooner or later someone's going to be like, what's happening here? Now, you can also see, like, there are some really bad moments in this. So, like, I've told you to watch the cop. Did you notice it?
No.
He points the gun at himself a lot.
I did notice that they just kind of wave it around. Like, they point with it, they whatever with it, and, like...
He points it at his own face.
That's a gun, maybe.
A number of times, and he wanted to see if Ed Wood would notice, and he did not.
Oh, no.
There are other movies where people just, like, walk into a wall. Like, not walk into, like, flat into a wall, but, like, they'll shoulder check and, like, first take's enough. Even if it moved a piece of the set, it's fine. On this one, you can see them hitting gravestones, and the gravestones just kind of move.
Yeah.
He's like, we got it. Got it in one.
He only does one shot?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's crazy, because a lot of this did feel like this was, like, one shot, and they probably should have refilmed some of the lines, but...
There are some of his movies where they flub a line, and they just keep right on going. They'll correct it, and I like that.
It makes it feel like a play, I guess, like, to not fix the mistakes.
Or live... TV way back when.
Yeah.
I like it. You mentioned the budget.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was paid for by a Baptist church.
Okay.
And it was originally, remember we saw the Chris Wilson's Grave Robbers from Outer Space.
Yes.
That was the original name. They changed it. That's no good. Plan 9 from Outer Space. Okay, cool. We can get behind that. A bunch of the cast and crew got, there's not that much of a crew, baptized.
Oh, wow.
By the church.
Why?
We're here. We're making a movie. The graveyard is a real graveyard. Well, some of the graveyards we see are real graveyards. The one where we see him coming out of the ground is definitely just like a... it's all a model because that is nonsense. It doesn't look anything like a full-size grave, but it's fine.
I don't know. Those are sometimes the grave set... The gravestones look either too small or way too big.
They were mostly styrofoam and wood.
Ah.
And they look like it. Bela Lugosi's in this.
Yeah! Being very Bela... How do you say it?
Bela Lugosi. Bela?
Bela. Oh, Lugosi. I've been saying his name wrong.
You say Bella?
Yeah.
Bella has two L's.
Oh, Bela Lugosi.
He died very early on in filming.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's so sad.
When you see him wandering around with the cape in front of his face, it's a different actor. That's Ed Wood's wife's chiropractor or dentist. It's one of the wife's friends pretending to be him, which is why he's so much taller.
Oh.
And a lot of the other footage we see is him at Tor Johnson's house walking around and just like home movies. So that little cute little house, that's Tor Johnson's house.
Huh.
And he's just there doing that, but they didn't have any footage of him. So they use that.
The one where he's walking around outside his house?
Yeah.
And grabs the flower?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
So he died very early in the filming of this. Oh. And like, it's not like it was a long shoot or anything, but yeah.
That's sad.
But he was good friends with Ed Wood. And Ed Wood didn't see this as exploiting him so much as paying him a tribute.
Okay.
I don't know how much I agree with that, but like, I don't know, it's his last movie.
Yeah.
His name in the movie, did you catch it?
The Old Man.
And he's also the ghoul.
Mm.
And Vampire, who played his wife,
mm-hmm.
was Vampire Girl.
They just kept calling her his wife, the yeah. woman, or his wife, and... The way they said, they called her the woman or whatever, and then him the old man.
Yeah.
Like, she's much younger than him, I guess. Or she didn't die old enough to be old. I don't know.
But, like, she dies at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I mean. When she died, she wasn't old, I guess.
Can you go through the main plot of the movie real quick? Was it just, like a quick run through?
So, a... spaceship comes down to Earth, it disturbs a plane flight, and crashes into a graveyard where the aliens steal the dead wife. And in the meantime, one of the pilots from the flight is freaking out about the aliens, and he can't talk about it because he signed, not an NDA, it wasn't an NDA then, but basically an NDA. And
Jeff's an idiot. That is a note I have here. Jeff is an idiot. Jeff's our pilot. He's so dumb because he's like, we can't talk about it. And that's why I'm yelling about it in our backyard.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were in a backyard at first.
Yeah, you said you thought it was a...
I thought they were just inside and they just have odd furniture. Like, I don't know. I didn't know if they're poor and this is what they have or like what. But it didn't look outside until... the scene later where he's like, get in the house.
One of the cheapest things in this movie. Now, like, don't get me wrong, there are some cheap things in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that like looks the most low budget to me is that plane's cockpit.
Yeah. The like construction of the cockpit itself, like, okay, fine, it's homemade or whatever. But man,
there's not even any like, you can't put some dials up or something. Yeah. I don't know.
There's no panel board for them. And, like, I don't know, maybe planes didn't have that in the 50s. I don't know. But the steering wheel is, like, something. It's, like, a flat piece of wood instead of, like, a steering wheel. Like, I don't know. It doesn't look like...
It doesn't look like a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it's supposed to look like in the 50s, but, like, it wasn't a half-circle piece of plywood.
Another thing I do like is the pilot and co-pilot barely touch it, so they're just kind of going.
Yeah.
I don't know how much hands-on is actually going on in a plane. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure, it's going to be less now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like they'd have to be staring or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That whole scene is fantastic. But Jeff is an idiot. That keeps coming up. Like, when we get to the end, Jeff is a real dummy. So you got us. They buzzed a plane.
Mm-hmm.
They landed in a graveyard, right?
Yeah, yeah, crashed? Yep.
Okay. They're reanimating the dead.
Yep.
To warn us.
To get our attention so they can warn us.
Because our government doesn't listen and denies that aliens are real.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think our government would really take something dangerous and possibly just deny its existence and let it kill us off?
Yes.
You think that? In 2022, 2023 now,
ooh,
after COVID happened, you think there's any possibility that any of our nation's leaders would just deny a big thing that is very real and dangerous to us?
Yes.
That's insane. I can't believe you think that.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't, so like, obviously don't tell the public, but like, they're not going to try and communicate with aliens at all, period?
Did you see what happened in Mars Attacks?
Wasn't Mars Attacks like... 15 years later?
I'm going to mark down that you said 15 years. Oh my God. Do you think, I have a question. So this movie's in 1957. Do you think Mars Attacks is like early 70s?
It's like 69 to 72, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's in color.
Do you know who shot that movie or who directed that movie?
No.
Tim Burton.
So it's way later.
Yeah, way later.
Okay. I was thinking it like the earliest.
Sarah Jessica Parker's in that movie.
I don't. Oh, okay. I was in like sixth grade when I watched this. It's been a long time.
It's just amazing.
Like, the big thing that I remember about it is what the aliens look like and the sound that they make, because I would terrorize my sister with that sound.
I will tell you, they are based on trading cards that are way older than that movie.
Oh, okay.
But also, you know who sings like those aliens?
Hmm.
Billy Joel. When he says, heart attack, ack, 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 ack. Criswell's the best. What'd you think of Criswell?
Is he an alien?
Right? Alien. He had a TV show. It's lost to time. I don't know if they ever found anything, but like, at least in the DVD that I have, they're like, so he had a show and it was very popular. We put him in there and he threw away all of Ed Wood's script because he said the narration was boring and he made up his own.
For this movie?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
It does sound a little bit ad-libbed.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic, though.
But it doesn't sound more interesting.
If I could do that voice, though, I would be like, greetings, friends. Welcome to the podcast. And just go off with the nonsense he's got. It's so good. Who's our main character? Jeff?
The aliens?
Kind of the aliens, I guess.
Maybe Jeff?
What do you think of the aliens' clothes? This is old-time sci-fi.
It looked like old-time sci-fi.
Okay. They colorized this in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. and they made it, like, shiny purple satin.
Oh.
So good.
So their outfits were more flamboyant?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty flamboyant. Those dudes wearing tights and, like, a tunic.
Maybe that's what space people wear.
That's what space people wear.
I did picture it to be silver, but that's just 90s sci-fi.
Sci-fi. There's a bit where we talk about how cheap it looks and mm-hmm. all this. There's a bit where I'm like, man, they got some budget for this. And that's the police uniforms, police cars. The police look like police.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm Googling real quick. Tor Johnson's son is a cop and got them real police uniforms and borrowed some police cars. And they were like, here you go. Go be cops. And that's why they look like cops.
Crazy.
Yeah. I love that.
That's fun.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 went mm-hmm. to do this movie once.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so dialogue heavy. These people are just talking.
Yeah.
They're just like, here's the device. Here's what it does. Here's what we're going to do with it. And then it turns to the cops. And the cops are like, those guys did the thing with the device. And there's no such thing as aliens. But we've seen them. I've seen aliens. And they're not real. They just keep going. And yeah. It's so good. Tor Johnson is so good in this. The big guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's so good in this. He was a wrestler, I think.
Oh, he's okay.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
But like, man, he to me, when the first time I saw this movie, he made it. So good. I had something else about the first time I saw it.
I was impressed with either the special effects or the contacts that they put on him to make his eyes white. That was really cool. I wasn't expecting that.
The scars he had on his face, he had to wear the same ones every day, and mm-hmm. he had like skin irritation, skin burns from the glue on and off and all that.
Ooh.
I just remember what I remember the first time I saw this. I was young enough that I didn't understand that Criswell was a character.
Mm.
So he's like, here's the story they don't want to tell you. I'll tell you because this is what they're trying to keep quiet and blah, blah, blah. And I bought it. I'm like 7, maybe 8 years old. I bought it. It's a true story. The government's hiding aliens and everything. Like, now we're having the big boom of sci-fi in the late 80s, early 90s. And like, there are a lot of alien stuff going on. I bought it.
That's fun.
And then I realized, oh, this is not a good movie. I had it on tape. I don't know better. So good.
It's like if you miss the first part of War of the Worlds.
Yeah. Or my I'm going to throw my mom under the bus. My mom was watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it says at the beginning, this is based on a true story, blah, blah, blah. And she bought it. Now, it's very, very, very loosely based on Ed Gein. We're aware of that, but, like, it's not a true story. We would have heard about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Or, what's that Rob Zombie movie? Devil's Rejects at the beginning of it says, this is a true story. So her and her boyfriend are like, no, it says it's a true story. And they can't say that if it's not true. Absolutely they can. They did it in Fargo. Fargo is not a true story. Well, kind of, some parts of Fargo are a true story. But, like, you can just say this is a true story. You can lie because it's a movie and movies lie. Mm-hmm. But she's like, no, I heard. We would have heard about this.
It would have made the news.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's true, but not to the extent that they're saying it is.
Right.
You know? It's like, their names were correct. And something weird happened. And then they amp it up.
I absolutely believe this was real. But I was that kid. The first time I ever read Go Ask Alice, I was like, oh, yeah, this checks out. This seems real. And then you read it now, and I was like, oh, no, this is written by the same guys who wrote Dragnet. That girl goes from hardcore drugs. Mm-hmm. LSD is her first starter, but she goes from, like, drugs to marijuana, and that's not the order.
Yeah. How do you get a hold of LSD before marijuana?
They were playing Button, Who's Got the Button.
Oh, okay.
Your face tells me you don't know that one.
I'm not aware of that.
So she went to a party, and they said, who wants to play Button, Who's Got the Button? And we bring down the, how many of us are here? Six people, okay?
Okay.
So we have six Cokes. Five of them have LSD in it. Ah. But they didn't tell her that. She just drank a Coke and then was on LSD.
Oh, God.
And then the one person is, like, the trip sitter. So the other five people are, like, but you don't know. It's roulette is the point.
Oh, my. Five feels like a lot for one person to handle.
I made up that number. I don't know. I don't remember.
How I it. But, like, you know.
But who goes from LSD all the way up to marijuana? Dragnet. That's who.
Trying to scare people off marijuana.
Jack Webb coming over here. I mentioned, I have one more note, and the note is, we are dumb, and we deserve aliens to come with us. Because they're like, you dumb gay people, you discovered bombs by accident. But for real, like, we do keep blowing stuff up.
Yeah. Like, you guys are going to figure this out, and you don't know the magnitude of it.
We're poisoning the planet. We're like, yeah, but whatever, you know, it's fine. Ice ages happen all the time. Right. But we won't survive it, you idiots. They're like, well, no, we're more equipped now. You know what? You remember what happened to Texas a couple years ago? Mm. It got cold, and the state shut down.
Yep.
We can't handle
this. They lost power this year already.
Yeah.
Or the end of last year, I don't know.
Good job, Ed Wood.
That's sci-fi for you. It's usually the goal, is it not? Sci-fi and fantasy, it's to point out flaws in humanity and politicians and the world and stuff.
This is that thing. That's why I like Star Trek. It's optimistic. It sees when we got it right. Every other sci-fi is just like, here's where humans messed up and now we have to live in this dystopian future.
That's fair. Or here's where they tried to make a utopia and it's just a dystopia.
So having seen this one, would you watch more of Ed Wood's movies?
Yeah, I'm real curious. This one definitely kept me on my toes going, all right, where is this going? I need to know where this goes.
It goes to the future where we are. If you had seen this as a kid, would you have bought that it happened?
Oh, probably. I was real impressionable.
Yeah, let's hear an impression.
I can't do impressions. I just believe things people told me.
He said it on TV and they can't lie.
Right.
Criswell looks like the perfect, like, game show host.
Okay.
But, like, if Ren and Stimpy went on a game show, Criswell would be the game show host. You know?
All right.
His hair is amazing.
His hair is so white.
And it has that curl.
Yeah. What is going on?
He knows all. I like that he was famous because I only know him from this. Mm. But, like, I don't know how famous because I've never heard of him outside of this. But, like,
I mean, he's got to be famous enough to be able to be like, no, I'm not reading that.
That's fair enough. Made but, up his like, own, right? The only names that, like, I know in this movie are Criswell, which I only know from this, Vampira, Tor Johnson, and Bela Lugosi. That's it. So, like, I don't know how famous. Bela's at the very end of his life, literally.
Yeah. He didn't look that old. That makes me sad.
All right, I can make it. I can make you sadder.
No.
Okay. He was not that old. He had an addiction. He was originally the Dracula man, and then they turned him to Ghoul Man.
Mm.
But he wore his one of his Dracula capes from when he was Dracula on stage.
Yeah, he was very Dracula-esque still in this one. It was cool. Was he going to play a bigger part of this movie before he died?
Yeah. I don't know how much. Like, that's the thing is, like, I don't know what the movie was before they changed things, before Criswell changed the narration, before he died and they have to do everything with another actor. Having seen all but one of Ed Wood's movies, though, I can't imagine it would have been better.
Yeah.
I enjoy them, but I can very much admit they're not good. It's like the Bowery Boys movies. I know none of them were good movies, but I love all of them. You know?
Yeah.
Or anything Sam Katzman did. He did a bunch of sci-fi and horror movies way back when. He's got a werewolf movie that... It's amazing how much that werewolf does not look like a werewolf. Let's take a look at this.
He looks like a wolf.
What?
He looks furry.
He looks furry.
He looks like the Wolfman on... The Rob Zombie movie we just watched, the Munsters remake.
He does look exactly like... What was his name?
Joe. Jerome. I swear it's a J name, but I'm not confident.
Lester.
Lester, okay.
I'm gonna list Ed Wood's movies.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you think it is.
Okay.
Or what you think the movie's gonna be.
Yeah.
And would you watch it?
Okay.
I just noticed that he directed Criswell Predicts. Okay.
Okay.
So first movie that we're gonna go with here. This is not his first movie.
Okay.
Jailbait.
Jailbait. Okay. It's about breaking out of a jail.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
All right. And would you watch it?
Sure.
You want the synopsis?
Yeah.
Vic Brady draws young Don Gregor into a life of crime. Then he blackmails Gregor's plastic surgeon father into fixing up his face so he can evade the cops.
That sounds like a small part of Arsenic and Old Lace.
A little bit. Bride of the Monster.
All right. It's going to be a Bride of Frankenstein ripoff.
You're not super off yet. Atomic Superman, but
ooh, it's about a man who gets
no. That's the movie. He's not making a figure so much. He's making Atomic Superman.
Oh, okay.
Night of the Ghouls.
All right, it's gonna be like Night of the Living Dead, but they're ghouls.
Tor Johnson's in this one. let's see here. A phony spiritualist raises the dead. Is what it is. The Sinister Urge. Would you watch that one?
No.
And what's it about?
Sinning.
A flunky for a porno movie ring starts murdering the smut film's lead actresses.
Oh. Does he get his comeuppance?
I guess you'll have to wait and see. Glenn or Glenda?
Hey, we've talked about this one.
We have talked about this one. That's where we got our names this week.
Yeah. It's about a man who cross-dresses.
I'm going to read it here.
Mm-hmm.
A psychiatrist tells the stories of a transvestite, Glenn or Glenda, and a pseudo-hermaphrodite, Alan or Anne.
Hmm.
I love the poster for this one.
What do they mean, pseudo?
I don't know. I'm just reading what it says.
Okay.
I think they mean...
Oh, that's fun.
Possibly gender fluid, but they didn't have a term for it yet, so it's a pseudo-hermaphrodite. It's a person who feels both man and woman, possibly.
Okay. Where it's not biologically... Where they are not biologically...
Or at least physiologically, like, maybe.
Yeah. Interesting. The poster's fun because it shows how little difference there is between
Glenn and Glinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much I did this as a Halloween costume when I was like 17.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. My cousin made me, she made it a skirt and halter on one side and pants, t-shirt on the other.
Very cool.
I got broke up with.
Why?
Comments about my legs.
Because you have nice legs, they broke up with you? Because other people noticed you have nice legs?
It wasn't that I had nice legs. It was that I looked like I had a girl's leg. I shaved one leg for this costume. And it looked too girly. Let's listen. They're not a sponsor, but this is a great time to bring up BetterHelp.com. It sounds like we're doing my therapy session right now. Everything is fine. I'm fine with who I am, Glenn or Glinda. Alan or Anne. Okay, so when you say sci-fi,
yeah,
this is the type of movie I think of. I don't, so like, I'm very aware that like Alien is sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
I think of this. I'm very aware Star Trek is sci-fi, but I think of this kind of like mostly the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, but like these movies.
Where the aliens come to Earth instead of humans going into space.
Not even that. Like sometimes the humans go into space, sometimes there's no space travel at all. X, the man with the X-ray eyes, that's a good one.
Mm.
Ray, what is his name now? Ray Milland takes these eye drops. He's working on X-ray vision. But it's not X-ray vision. It's to make your vision stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And he accidentally makes X-ray vision. And then it keeps going. So now he can't even close his eyes and like rest. He can't cover his eyes and rest. Because
it just keeps going through it.
It goes through everything. So now he can see straight through the planet after a while.
Oh, it's man. It's
a very good movie.
Does he have to pluck his eyes out?
You gotta watch. You gotta watch the movie.
I've been trying to remember what my grandpa's favorite movie is that's a sci-fi like this. And it's about an alien who comes to Earth, but it's a 50s movie like this.
It's The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yes, it is. It is The Day the Earth Stood Still.
The good one or the Keanu Reeves one?
It's the old one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's black and white.
Did you ever see the Keanu Reeves one?
Yes. And it's, like, loosely based off the old one, right? Like, it doesn't...
The old one was, we're gonna blow ourselves up. The new one is pollution.
Okay.
But it's still, stop killing yourselves or we'll kill you to protect you. And I do love that in my movies. I do like that. It's like the laws of robotics, whatever. Like, sooner or later, AI is always like, the way to protect humanity is to kill all of the humans, because the humans are going to kill the humans. And if we kill all the things that are going to kill the humans, then there's nobody to kill the humans.
Except all the humans are dead.
Right. I'm fine with that. Like, I love those kind of things. Like, we have to stop the computer. It's going to kill us.
But this movie makes me want to watch The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I can't remember if this was a... Oh, I just lost the name for the program.
You ever see The Giant Claw?
No.
It's not about a giant claw. Well, kind of about a giant claw. It's like a giant prehistoric bird.
Oh.
And it grabs people with its claw.
Interesting.
You ever see Attack of the 50-Foot Woman?
No.
That movie is fantastic. Oh, my husband's going to run around with all these girls? Well, I got zapped with a ray or something. I don't remember I don't know why she gets big, but she's like, I'm going to go on a spree then. And that's where, what's your movie with Bob?
I was just thinking of that one. Monsters vs. Aliens.
Yeah.
So she's way more helpless in that one. And, like, she needs that angst.
I love that movie mm-hmm. because it's made up of all of these movies plus yeah. Seth Rogen's laugh.
Is he Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently I like him if I can't see his face.
He's in a new movie that I'm looking forward to. That's the end of that story. Again, I can't think of what it is right now.
Was it a Twilight Zone episode where the aliens have come to Earth and they can't distinguish the aliens from the people and the town is going nuts and they're going to kill each other? Or was that its own movie?
One of Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the real... Please Stand Up. I don't remember what it is. But that's what it is. That's what it's called.
Where the kid's like... The kid is making sense, but the rest of them are like, all right, let's burn everything.
Yep.
Makes me want to watch that again.
Twilight Zone's the shit. Even yeah. bad episodes of Twilight Zone are pretty good TV.
Yeah.
There's one where I'm not gonna spoil this, but they're all in a room and there's no exit. Mm. And there's a clown and a ballerina and or a cowboy or something, I don't remember. But they're like, they're just in this room and there's no way out of it. And that episode is absolutely terrible. And I love it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, even the bad ones are good TV.
This feels nearly out of a Twilight Zone episode. Like, it's missing the moral wrap up at the end where they.
It's missing a lot of the talent.
Yeah, it's about the same. Some of the lines are a little flat in this, but.
I will say, the melodrama in Twilight Zone, mm-hmm. I miss that kind of thing so bad. Mm-hmm. I do miss that. The acting. I'm an actor. There are aliens everywhere. Like, I don't know, it's so over the top, but like.
I like
so
it.
So comforting. It's crazy to me. So, like, we already said, like, there's no way this is one of the worst movies ever. This isn't. There's no way this isn't top 100 anymore. Mm-hmm. But it is crazy to me that you're putting this next to The Day They Stood Still in Twilight Zone.
I don't know. They feel similar to me. I probably need to watch them again, but...
You ever see This Island Earth?
No.
You ever see The Island of Dr. Moreau?
No, I want to. Remember I read the...
That's right. You read that book.
I read the book that was inspired off of that, and it's completely different.
What's that called?
The Daughter of Dr. Moreau. I did like it, but it was not quite as scary as I was hoping it would be.
Were you expecting this to be scary?
Yeah.
Or at least trying to be scary?
At least trying to be scary.
But you don't think it was?
No.
There's monsters.
The aliens look like people.
And they look like our dead loved ones. Oh, the aliens.
Okay. The aliens themselves. I'm sorry. I'm like, the aliens. They just look like people, and they're like... How do we reach these kids? they're gonna blow everybody up.
I do love how annoyed he is that you're like, why don't you listen? You're all so stupid. Then stupid Jeff. Yeah. Jeff's an idiot.
Yeah.
Jeff's like, well, I'll shoot your radio. He's like, I was just gonna turn on the TV.
Right. So he like immediately got trigger happy. And then he says, you can blow up the sun, and then if you blow up sunlight, you blow up the sun and you blow up everything in this universe. And he's like, yeah, that'll make us strong.
Yeah.
What? No, that'll make you dead.
Jeff is literally like, I can punch my way out of this. Right? And then lit the aliens on fire for trying to save us as a galaxy, let alone like our species.
Yeah.
I think we're the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, we're the bad guys. It's like that episode of The Twilight Zone where the lady doesn't talk and she's being attacked by little people. And then those little people are us. By teeny tiny people. Like,
it's Agnes Moorehead.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy. She's from, Sorry, Wrong Number? Mm-mm. Really?
The call's coming from inside the house.
No, well, that's when a stranger calls. This lady, she's, they use the word invalid, but she's, like, very, 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 she's got anxiety, and she's got some health problems physically and emotionally. So she's at home, and she's calling her husband to see when her husband will be home. And while she's on the phone, she overhears a conversation, lines got crossed or something, and there's a murder going to happen in a place where this lady is by herself near a bridge. So she calls back to the operator, who is like, sorry, what number do you need? She's like, no, you just dialed this number, but you dialed it wrong. Can you do it? And she's very grating, and she's like... She's like, no, you dialed it right this time. I need you to dial it lazy and stupid like you did last time. And then he's like, all right, let me get your supervisor. She's like, that idiot doesn't listen to me. So they get the police involved. The police are like, you can't call the police because you think you heard somebody planning it. It could have been a joke. It could have been a prank. It could have been anything.
We're not taking things like that seriously yet.
And it could be anywhere in the whole city. Mm. And she's like, but I live near a bridge. And so she's got herself all worked up. And they go through, you know... She's just yelling at this operator, that operator. She's talking to herself in the house. She's yelling at the police. She's yelling at everybody. Everybody's an idiot except for me. And then she hears someone in the house.
Ooh.
And then they come up the stairs.
Oh, no.
And then she's calling the police, and she's waiting for the thing, and it's ringing. And then you hear the police say, police sergeant, how are you? And how can we help you? And then you hear a guy say, sorry, wrong number. And he hangs up. Oh, spoilers. She died. Agnes Moorehead.
Didn't her husband plan the murder too?
In the movie, I think for sure he does. In the episode of the old radio show, it's not made clear, but absolutely this was her husband.
Man.
Getting her nervous. Agnes Moorehead is great. She was the, she was Darren's mother-in-law on Bewitched. She's Samantha's mom.
Okay.
Husband still?
I vaguely remember. I've only seen a couple episodes with you.
That's crazy. Wait. You've never seen it other than that?
Right.
I mean, we gotta talk to your parents. They're not doing a good job. Agnes Moorehead was fantastic. She was fantastic, but she sure played shrill.
We need to talk about any of the special effects that they did.
In this?
Mm-hmm.
Were there some?
The UFOs?
Lead the way.
Hey, how did they do the UFOs?
You know I'm leaving that
in. Well, so, all it's going to be is me saying, well, you told me this.
So I have heard that they are hubcaps and paper plates.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard that they are just UFO model kits from a craft store.
Mm.
And the one that lands,
mm-hmm.
you can see there is a like a block of wood on the bottom of it so it can sit on the ground nice and even.
Okay.
And I love that because it's only on that one and then it's gone.
Mm.
But I've most often heard, and like on the DVD cover, it says that they are hubcaps and paper plates.
Like a hubcap sitting on a paper plate?
In that, I think it's a hubcap, the dome part on top, and then the top frisbee piece, and then the bottom is a paper plate stuck to the bottom.
Okay.
But also, a paper plate is not the same size as a hubcap, I don't think. So I would believe model kit.
Hmm.
The part is, I can't see him putting the money toward that. I could see him popping a hubcap off the car. Did you ever see Ed Wood, the movie?
No.
Starring Johnny Depp?
No.
As Ed Wood?
No, but I want to.
It's good. Tim Burton directed it.
Fun.
Bill Murray plays Criswell.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting. They just do his whole life? Or his whole movie-making career?
It's kind of about his career. They taper off before his later movies.
What's wrong with his later movies?
They're more adult.
Oh.
Yes.
Why?
Need money. Then I gotta pay to make, finger quotes, real movies. I didn't read you the names of those, but I'm happy to.
No, it's okay.
I don't see you watching very many of them. Necromania.
Oh my.
A couple having marital problems, the husband can't seem to rise to the occasion, visits a necromancer in hopes of, I don't know how to say that word, their boudoir blunders, and after an elaborate ritual with a skull, the lovely assistant takes care of another client and moves on to the couple, each in turn.
Oh.
Once she's worked with them each on a physical level, they are ready to meet the madame who will teach them how best, or will decide how best to help them.
Oh.
That is rated X. It also, it has a subtitle of A Tale of Weird Love. Have you ever heard of Ray Dennis Steckler?
No.
Cash Flag?
Nope.
Okay. He's another director who makes movies about this level. But he's got one movie called The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies.
Okay.
And it's wonderful. But I'm on board. It's on this level, but it's like 15 years later.
Huh. It sounds fun.
Yeah, they're so fun. He's got one called Ratfink A Boo Boo.
Hmm.
No, Ratfink A Go Go? I don't remember. They misspelled something. It's supposed to be Ratfink and Boo Boo.
Mm.
And they misspelled something somewhere and it just got a different name. He's like, no, we didn't misspell anything. But like, all accounts outside of him are like, yeah, he did. But it's his Batman ripoff and it's absolutely wonderful.
What'd
you think of Vampira's stance?
It was odd.
It's cool, right? She's like, her
it's like robotic arms being rigid. Something.
Yeah.
Is she like that normally outside of this movie?
I don't know
vampire real well.
As a kid,
uh-huh.
I assumed she was Elvira's mom.
Okay.
Because she's like Elvira, but old.
Okay.
I only know her from, she popped in on some of those Saturday night monster movie things, so like Svengoolie,
mm-hmm.
those kind of shows, Elvira kind of a show. Like, that's the only thing I know her from, so like, I only, other than this movie, I've maybe seen 12 minutes of her ever, so I don't know.
Okay. She is spooky.
Yep.
And her waist is super tiny.
Oh my god, her waist is so tiny.
Like, an hourglass thing is just, like, an hourglass shape is a thing, but like, I could put my hands around her. My hands are tiny.
So she agreed to be in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
$200.
Okay.
She didn't want to speak because I'm not going to learn any lines for this movie.
But she wanted to be in it.
Yeah. No, okay. She agreed to be in it. She okay, didn't want okay. to be in it. She agreed to be in it.
Okay. So the dead don't talk.
And I'm sure half of that is because Bela Lugosi died.
Yeah, that too. I was thinking that.
All right, let's get back to rating this mother. I interrupted you.
You're good. I give this 3.5 hubcaps made out of paper plates and... No. 3.5
3.5 paper plates made out of hubcaps. 3.5 You ever see that place in... Was it New York?
Mm-mm.
Don't quote me. But there's a place where they're like, hey, you know all those snacks you like after school? We got tater tots and raviolis and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you tell me about
but
this.
But they serve it in a hubcap.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Sorry.
You're good. So I'll give this 3.5 UFOs made out of hubcaps and paper plates out of 5. I like this movie. It's not good, but I like this.
We keep doing some of my favorite movies. This is one of them. This was on your 100 list, by the way.
Oh, cool.
You checked another one off.
Yeah.
I do feel like this movie is important.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to articulate why. But like, look at this guy trying so hard, but also not trying real hard to make a movie. How do you convince a Baptist church to fund this?
That's where I'm curious. Like, how did they fund a sci-fi? And why? What happened? What's the story there? That's interesting.
I would give this one. Now, I can admit it is not a good movie. But just enjoyability to myself. 4 flaming flying saucers that just go up. Just go straight up. The oxygen will get thinner. Go into space. There's no oxygen. There's no fire. Out of 5. And on that note, go filk yourselves.
As you filk.